welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Adam Purcell, and I'm the teaching pastor at our Mount Vernon campus. We certainly hope that you're having an outstanding week. This past Sunday, we continued our series called Too Good to Be True, where we're looking at these incredible promises that Jesus makes to us in the Word. And we've been reminding all of us during this series that Jesus keeps his promises. You know, we live in a culture where people are constantly making promises to us and sometimes breaking those promises to us. And it's so encouraging to know that Jesus, he keeps his promises. And so we looked in Matthew chapter 25, and what we saw there in the parable of the talents is that there's this master, and the master entrusts his property to these servants of his, and he leaves for a while. But then he comes back and he wants to find out how they've been doing in terms of caring for his property. And the thing that was so encouraging to me in this parable is the reminder that all of my time, talent, and treasure belongs to Jesus, and he has entrusted these things to me. And obviously, he expects me to use his resources for his purposes. But I think the other thing that is a great encouragement to me in this passage is the reminder that my daily choices have eternal consequences, because it can be easy in the midst of our day-to-day grind to wonder if what we're doing really has any significance beyond that moment, if it even has that significance. And so I want to encourage you today, if you've been struggling with that, it's just to remember that your daily choices truly do have eternal consequences. Listen to what the master in the parable says to his faithful servants. He says, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a little." So he says two things. "I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master." And so I want to encourage you today, no matter what you're going to be doing today, that the daily choices you make today, the choice whether to steward God's resources well today or not, the choice to obey Jesus even when it's difficult, our daily choices truly do have eternal consequences. And God willing, you and I will one day stand before our King Jesus and hear from him, "Well done, good and faithful servant. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master." And the thing that I want to remind you of as well is at the end of the parable, the master, who represents Jesus to us, turns to the wicked and lazy servant, and he says, essentially, "Bad job. I'm going to cast you into the outer darkness, where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth." And to our ears, that can be a pretty challenging word from Christ, but I want to remind you that the only reason that you and I can hear from Jesus, "Enter into the joy of your master," is because Jesus himself was cast into the outer darkness where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth. Jesus Christ gladly laid down his life so that you and I, by grace through faith, could enter into the joy of our master, who is Jesus. But he also expects us, as a result of receiving that grace, to steward really, really well for his purposes, the resources that ultimately are his. And so I hope that's encouraging and challenging you today, because ultimately our lives are for Jesus Christ. Let's take a minute and pray together, please. Father in heaven, thank you for your love for us. Thank you that you have entrusted to us time, talent, treasure, so that we can use those things for the kingdom. Thank you that Jesus gladly was cast into the outer darkness through his death on the cross. He endured weeping and gnashing of teeth so that we could enter into the joy of our master. Please help us to be faithful stewards of the resources you've entrusted to us, and give us joy in the work. We pray all of these things in Jesus' holy name. Amen. We want to give you a few moments now to pray on your own as well. God bless.
Well, thanks again for listening to the LifePoint Drivecast. We hope that you have an awesome day. God bless.